Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
A while, but success has been attained. Well, sort of. I found this bad boy in a box and these beauties under a pile of old clothes. Thanks again for letting me poke around in there. And sleep there. And borrow clothes.
Oh, yeah. Still weird for me to go in there. Thanks for looking.
Hey! Earth to Perry! Hello! I just found a radio that might work given some juice and the comics you thought had been eaten by the garbage man.
What? Yeah, holy smokes. That's awesome, dude. Sorry, I'm just... It's another desert out there.
Looks like we hit its rainy season. A lot of puddles. My desert almost never had any rain. I see some buildings and structures out there that look like they were built by a cult. What is that?
I don't know.
Want to investigate? I'd bet money that there's someone around who might know where we can get a battery. I'll even lug the radio along so we can make sure that we get the right kind.
Yeah, let's be careful, though. I got a weird feeling about this place. Lock all the locks. The whole history of the world on spokes of granite that seem like they should turn with the passage of time.
What kind of weirdo builds a place like this?
Someone who wanted to fill a desolate place with a recording of humanity.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's still in progress.
I don't see anyone.
Well, maybe they're in that tiny pyramid.
Never seen a lock that big.
Well, there's gotta be someone around here somewhere. Ooh, there's a church up that hill. Wanna check it out?
You go ahead. I kinda wanna read some of these granite panels, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course. I'll holler if I find anything.
Say hi to Mr. God for me.
What?
Never mind. Go ahead. Timekeeping began with the observation of the seasons. Let's find something a little more recent. The Olmecs? The Romans, the Islamic Golden Age. World War II. What is it with people in World War II? The time of her birth was arbitrary to the universe, in which there is no time beyond that which is kept by the observer. She was born, and her parents named her Hesperia for the town in which they fell in love. What is this?
Oh my god. Ooh, nice paint job on the blue door. Hello? Anyone home? Here lies patrons of Little Hill Church. Though the years may forget it, may their worship upon it continue forever in grace. All right then. Sorry, looking for someone alive. No offense. Oh. Perry? Hey, Perry, is that you? Hey! Oh, shoot, you must have smelled my trail mix. All right, easy now. Easy does it. Oh, good, Javelina. Nice, Javelina. Step away from the backpack. No, 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 no! Perry! Perry! Perry, it's heading for the labyrinth thing!
She befriended a young girl named Ruth.
Shit, 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 shit. Shit! Who the hell just built a labyrinth in the middle of a... Left. All right, left. I went left. Left. All right, which way? Which way this time? Which way? Ah, ha, ha! Muddy hoof prints. Oh, thank you, rainy season. And the hoof prints go up the wall. Great. Just great. Great. Yeah, perfect. Rad. Nice. Uh-huh. Awesome. Think walls. Walls that you had to climb over, but clearly the little guy just walked right up it. Nope. No, nuh-uh. Nope. Not doing it. I'm not doing it. No, uh-uh. That's not how this works. Nope. Screw it. Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Here we go.
She and her brother Horace traveled along straight roads that pierced fields of pumps, then wound around mountains at night, punctuated by yellow buzzing street lamps. Their arrival in the city of tomorrows that never came true was heralded with the bang of their car's engine. Looking a little weathered there, aren't you? Let's skip ahead a bit. Her father's lungs. Her father's lungs grew hateful of the air they once found refreshing, and so her parents set off for kinder climates, ensuring their children would take care of the lighthouse they so lovingly restored. When the crash echoed across the hill upon which the lighthouse sat, shameful horror spread across Hesperia's face. The lighthouse became just a house. How does it know? It was an accident. I didn't mean it. How does it know?
Oh, shoot, the mud dried up. Where are you? Ooh, who's there? Where are you? No, it can't be her. She's not here, she's at home. Mama? Is that you? It's Benny. I'm here. Mama, where are you? What is happening?
I didn't mean it. I did it. But her brother bandaged her hands damaged by the attempts to salvage what she'd broken, smiling that they now had a project together. The sun set blood over the mountains, and the young woman found herself alone with the crashing of the sea. The first night turned into two, until it yawned over her life, a chasm of absence. She kept to herself, and time grew meaningless without others to comment upon it. She awoke, as if the day had decided to remain the same as the days before, but the dust bowl outside said otherwise. The woman at the bus stop commented upon the vanishing star and Hesperia. The man of the deep waters was everywhere at once, and she found that she too permeated the space. The voice appeared on the record, curiosity on Mars, a game of telephone. The mountains sang the song that belonged to Ruth in Hesperia's heart. She read her life in stone and wondered what came next. What came next? There's more? The whole history of right here before me. I can know if I find him, when I'll find him. The lightning struck. The tattered woman stood upon the well-tread threads of carpet. Her parents embraced her. The child made for memory. I focus. Find him. Why are these words so hard to read? The bones rattled. Her partner. The skies fell, torn from their roots in the heavens. What is all of this? It's fading. It's all fading. The winds snatched more than words from the mountaintop. He found his way back to her breath still fogged the air as her eyes discovered Horace's face beneath the ears of
Perry! Perry!
Oh, no, Benny! The church. It's all. Everything's getting more weathered. It's all getting rubbed away. I'm not gonna have another chance. Her breath still fogged there. Her breath still fogged there. Ah, where is that section?
Spare you, please!
I'm sorry. Benny! Benny! Benny, what happened?
What happened? What's happening? It took the backpack and I chased it and the walls and it went up. And then her voice was everywhere and I couldn't. I fell and I was lost. I was so lost.
You're not lost now. You're with me.
It twisted and turned and I lost track. Perry, I lost track.
I think we need to go now, Benny.
No! No, I can't move.
I can't move. It's okay, I'll help you. Like when you ate the soggy sandwich, come on.
I think I broke the radio.
It's okay, Benny.
I'm sorry, I should've...
Shh.
Why are those tools so rusted?
Never mind that, let's get you home.
Far Meridian, created and written by Eli Barraza, directed and produced by Misha Stanton, performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Jose Donato as Benny, and Marissa Tandon as Benny's mother. Music by The Album Leaf. For more information and links to support the show, go to thefarmeridian.com or find us on social media at The Far Meridian. You can also support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thefarmeridian. We'll be back with our season finale in 2 weeks. Until then, may you always find your way.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.